Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
Welcome to the Behind the Sports Show on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, presented by Innovative Wellness Center. This is the show where we talk about everything happening in and around the world of sports, not just the scores, but the stories, the culture, and the moments that really matter. So whether you're a diehard fan or just love a good story, you're in the right place. I'm your host, Giovanna Scroggins, again, coming to you live on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, presented by Innovative Wellness Center. I have to start off right here with this episode with the NBA Summer 2K League starting here in a couple of days, and there's been some hot topics, but one matchup I know lots of people are tuned into is the Bronny James and Cooper Flagg matchup, where the Lakers will take on the Mavericks. That game and that pair, that duo, is already set to make history in Vegas, and we're seeing fans paying up to $2,500 for courtside seats. Typically, in a regular game, you would think that's, you know, $2,500 to sit courtside. Okay, I'm going to see LeBron. I'm going to see some of my favorite players, maybe Jokic. But these are two rookies. We haven't even seen Cooper Flagg play in any remote capacity when it comes to the professional NBA league. Obviously, we've seen Bronny play for the Lakers and also for the G League over the last season. So it's going to be interesting to see this matchup. But I also have some opinions on this league and the summer league specifically when it comes to the NBA. And I have to sum it up right here. Is the NBA 2K Summer League becoming sort of the Coachella, if you will, of basketball? It's kind of all vibes and less substance. You have this matchup between these two kids, and yes, they're kids. And it's like, okay, yes, the anticipation of them playing on a court and playing together, I think, is very warranted. But it's almost like we're shifting from player development to sponsorships and media exposure and these viral moments, especially when it happens to happen in Vegas. And that's kind of where my opinions lie when it comes to this summer league for the NBA. I'm all for it, but it's really interesting. Stay tuned. We've got a jam-packed show coming up on Sports Byline Broadcast Network. This is BTS.
Let the message ring out that from this day forward, when you buy American, you buy the best. Handcrafted. Something premium. Something pure. For this is the very essence of what our servicemen and women gave their lives to protect. And by God, we shall not allow their sacrifice to be forgotten. It's time to show the world just how great American can be. And we will not wait for tomorrow to come. We will stand here, this moment, together. Start today. Don't ever forget how great it is to be American. America we need right now. America. Premium vodka. Celebrate responsibly.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
Welcome back to the Behind the Sports Show on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Super, super excited for this next conversation. It has been a long time coming, and I don't want to even introduce this next person. I want him to introduce himself and tell you all a little bit about himself and what he does. Bill, welcome onto the show. How are you?
Oh, I'm just wonderful. Thank you.
Go ahead and start right there. Tell us a little bit about who you are, what you do, and what sport you come from.
Sure. Yes, Bill Miller. I'm president of the Grand Prix of Arlington, a new event here in the Entertainment District in Arlington, Texas. I'm leading a great team with Penske Entertainment, the Dallas Cowboys, and the Texas Rangers to bring IndyCar racing back here to North Texas.
This is an exciting venture for me because it is in my hometown backyard, and I'm excited to kind of dive into the IndyCar world. We've talked a lot about Formula One on this show, but we haven't gotten into the other racing avenues in the sports industry. Let's start with IndyCar. Give me your thoughts and your opinions of the industry and how much it's growing over the last couple of years.
Well, it's really on a roll, and you start with the product on the racetrack. It is one of the most, if not the most competitive series out there from the product on the track with the 27 drivers and teams that are out running. And when you look at that and then you parlay it with their new media partner with Fox, they've just done an outstanding job of raising the profile of the sport and what's happening on the track and the personalities of the drivers and all of those things rolling into one. It's a great time to be a part of IndyCar racing, and it's a great time for us to have this event kicking off next year. I mean, it's, you know, rooted with the Indy 500, the greatest spectacle in racing, and that's a beautiful thing to have as part of your plan.
Yeah, and beautiful it is. I mean, especially when you're in that atmosphere and in that environment of an IndyCar race. But you rejoined Penske Entertainment at what was essentially a pivotal moment. What kind of drew you back, and specifically drew you back to this new project with the Grand Prix coming to Arlington, Texas?
Yeah, you know, give a little background for context. I was born and raised Penske. I started off as their first intern at Michigan International Speedway back in 1990, and worked for Penske Motorsports for 14 years before joining SEMA, combination of International Speedway Corporation in there too. But it was March 2024, and I reached out to Roger and Greg about opportunities coming back and joining the team where I began my career. I had the itch to get back into the sports world after spending 15 years in the association business. And when they shared their vision for this event, and I met the partners that would be involved with the Cowboys and the Rangers, it was like a can't resist opportunity, and one that I was all in on being a part of it. You know, to have my career bookended by working with both Greg and Roger is a dream and an honor for me to do, and it's a privilege to lead this team to bring IndyCar racing back here to North Texas.
You already touched on this a little bit, but you mentioned the word vision. How would you describe the vision for the Grand Prix Arlington in 2026?
Well, our ultimate goal is to create an event that, one, delivers on the guest experience, and for me is to elevate the, be a small part of elevating the brand of IndyCar and the way it's presented and perceived. It's such an exciting product to be a part of. And when you take the city of Arlington's entertainment district and the backdrop of AT&T Stadium and Globe Life Field, it's an incredible canvas to create something special. I mean, you have the ultimate partners when you can align yourself with the Dallas Cowboys and the Texas Rangers and creating something really cool and special, and that's what we're out to do. And I think so far we're off to a good start. The response has been really positive.
Yeah, I mean, I can only imagine how stoked not only fans of IndyCar are, but the fans in the area in North Texas are about this race coming to their backyard. But I want to talk a little bit about the business side of IndyCar and the Grand Prix. What goes into launching a brand new street race in North Texas, in the U.S.? What goes into that from the permits, the partnerships? Give me all the sauce.
Sure. Well, you know, we touched on vision just earlier. You got to start with a vision. You've got to start with who's running it and your partnerships, and then you have a plan on what you'd like to accomplish and where you'd like to accomplish it from the circuit layout. As it relates to here, then you begin your conversations and discuss that vision and share it with the city. And I can say, bar none, the city of Arlington has been outstanding to work with. As we've discussed this opportunity, you know, they are geared for events and what they want to see with them, and they want to see them succeed. For sure, you need to meet standards that all cities require, but from a collaborative approach, they've been wonderful in helping us understand what to do to accomplish that and not be restrictive, but being collaborative and saying this is what you can do to move forward. You know, from there you develop a roadmap of what you need to do, when you need to do it, how long is it going to take to set up and remove. All of that takes a ton of coordination and communication with the city, your partners, with those in the area that will be maybe impacted by the event during the setup portion. You get rolling with that, then you move in. You know, all of these things really run parallel of starting dialogue with partners, people that want to support the race and buy into the vision from the corporate standpoint. And that's exciting because you're doing a lot of storytelling and getting people to join you for the ride. Then you get into the sales process and the execution of hospitality and tickets. That's kind of the phase we're right in now. We'll be going on with ticket sales here in the next coming weeks. parallel to all of that is developing the activities to get laid out of what the event will look like over the course of the 3 days that you're bringing people in. All of that you build into the momentum to hit their crescendo of excitement leading into the event, and then delivering something that provides a memorable experience for every guest that's in attendance. And then once it finishes, then your work isn't over. Then you got to get it up and take it out and put the city back the way it was prior to the event starting.
Right, but putting it back together and then preparing for next year, hopefully. But And all the planning of this whole event, I'm sure there came with some challenges and obstacles. What were those biggest early challenges in planning this event?
So far things have gone, I'm going to say, very, very smooth. One, we started early. This race and really me coming on board, it was roughly 20 months before the race was gonna happen. I was on board really in May of 2024, that allowed us to lay a lot of the building blocks to make sure we could execute well. Now we're into the portion where we're doing some road improvements. Materials are starting to come in, so the staging area for 2,800 plus barrier structures, you've got those in place. Probably relatively for this area, it's sequencing those events of the improvements you have to make and when you can make them, because the city of Arlington and the folks with AT&T Stadium, with the Cowboys and the Rangers, beyond their core businesses of baseball games and football games, these centers are engaged with so many activities beyond their core. It's sequencing when you're going to do the work and the layouts and the preparation. And I would say that's probably been the biggest challenges. I call them opportunities as much as anything. And you go in with a lot of communication and transparency, and you work through them all. And it's been great so far.
Right. Well, more action with Bill Miller, president of the Arlington Grand Prix, right after this commercial break. Bill, stay right there. More chats on Behind the Sport.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
We all love children, and many of us have an old car, truck, or van in the driveway. Find the Children has a great way for you to put your unwanted vehicle to good use. Keep listening. Every year, thousands of kids go missing. Trust me, it's a parent's worst nightmare. When a child goes missing, every moment counts, and you need all of the help you can get. Find the Children is a nonprofit organization dedicated to locating missing children and bringing them home safely. You can help support their mission by donating your car, truck, van, or SUV. A towing company will come and pick up your car for free, running or not, and the donation of your car is tax deductible. Your help is providing the funds they need to continue their services. Call now, donate your old vehicle to Find the Children, and get free pickup. Here's the number.
800-670-7830. 800-670-7830. 800-670-7830. That's 800-670-7830.
Welcome back to the Behind the Sports Show right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, presented by Innovative Wellness Center. Diving right back into our conversation with President of the Arlington Grand Prix, Bill Miller. Bill, I want to continue our conversation, but I kind of have to give you your props in terms of your lengthy resume that comes behind your mind and how much involved you've been in the racing industry. You've served and been a part of the International Speedway Corp and a bunch of other things. What are some stories you've taken from those experiences that you're pulling into this new venture with the Arlington Grand Prix?
Well, I mean, I've had so many experiences over the years of working with the Penske organization and International Speedway Corporation around big events, whether it was the U.S. 500 years ago, to opening California Speedway, to being part of the Daytona 500. Each is unique unto its own, but anything really involves is around the guest, and it's taking care of the guest, experience, providing a great guest experience. It doesn't matter what event, where it is. If you can deliver on that value proposition, you're going to have yourself a winner. As you go, and that's really been the core focus that I learned from day one of being part of the Penske organization. They do it better than anybody of taking care of their guests and their businesses across many different industries, and it's fun to deliver that at a racetrack.
Speaking of guest experiences, if someone's never been to a race, why should the Arlington Grand Prix be their first race that they should attend?
Well, I think what we're looking at is, one, why not be a part of history? An inaugural race only happens once, so you might as well make it this one. This race will become a destination race on the circuit. We're pretty confident of that. Like, where people want to go to AT&T Stadium and experience a Cowboys game or Globe Life Field, which is one of the most beautiful stadiums in Major League Baseball. This setting is going to be that for the series. I think also, we're going to have some unique opportunities for the guest experience of having clubs that are built over the racing circuit. So the cars will race underneath the clubs. They'll be elevated and provide unique viewing opportunities with that. And then I think the ability to put on all of those activities that generate the buzz, in addition to the product and the cars that are on the track, that we're going to seek out to do and develop as we're working with our partners with Cowboys and Rangers. We want it to be a must-attend event, and I think we'll get there.
In your tenure of being part of this industry, kind of diving into the evolution, how has motorsports fans evolved from your days from the ISE to now?
I think what they want is to be more engaged in the experience, beyond just what's on the track. They want to be part of all of the activities, and I think they're looking for more. And I think that's what you see events doing, whether it's in motorsports, whether it's in football, baseball, other disciplines. You know, people want to be entertained, and I think there's ways to do that. It's creating an environment for fun and enjoyment. No longer do people just want to sit in the stands and watch what's on the track. Some do, and that's okay. You know, you're going to provide them a comfortable setting to do that. Other people want to experience the race, then mill around and walk around in that festival type atmosphere, and you provide that environment for them to do that.
Well, enough about the fans. I want to get back to Bill Miller, because your career is just so interesting to me. You led the California Speedway and were recognized as one of SoCal's most influential sports executives. What do you remember most about that time?
That time, it was so exciting, because I had spent my career. It was very young at that point. You know, back in the Midwest, and moved out to California the first time to help launch and open California Speedway with Greg Penske and Roger. Greg being the main lead as we were building it out, and it really. Defined the importance of the guest experience, because Greg does it better than anybody I know of really threading that through the entire culture of everything that he does, and he really drove that home, and I think we redefined that with Fontana. I left then for 2 years. I got the opportunity to go to Nazareth Speedway for a year, and then we merged with International Speedway Corporation. I was the transition employee down to Daytona Beach, the first Penske employee to move down to Daytona Beach. And then with another transition, I moved right back out to California about a year later. So I had three houses in 3 years, which was fun and exciting. But then to go back and run the place, have the opportunity to lead the team that I was part of building, it was exciting, because we felt like we raised the bar and we raised the standard of what motorsports should be like with that facility. And it was great to be that steward to lead that as we went forward. It was fun and exciting, that's for sure.
Speaking of raising the bar in the motorsports industry, and this might be kind of a hard question because I'm sure you have tons of stories and moments, but if you could give me one story that really encapsulate the essence of the motorsports industry in America that you were a part of or that you got to live through, what would that story be?
Oh, wow. Yeah, there's so many of them. I think really for me, and it's probably as much of a personal thing, it was the opening of California Speedway. Of just being a part of building something from an old steel mill and taking that and building it into this beautiful racetrack that delivered a phenomenal guest experience and ultimately the fastest lap ever recorded with Gilles DeFerrin breaking a speed record in 2000 as it went. But bringing motorsports back to Southern California, that was an important thing for the series at that time, because it had an absence for a number of years. And that was pretty special, taking something from the ground up. And I kind of get to relive that here in some respects of taking a vision and making it become a reality. And so I feel very blessed to be able to do that twice in my career. And so it's a lot of fun. Oops, I hope. Do we still have you?
Okay, I think there we go.
Perfect. I'm back. I hope you heard all that.
I did hear all that. No, don't worry. We got you locked and loaded. I want to ask you. I want to ask you something just about the racing industry as a whole. So you have F1, you have NASCAR, then you have the Indy. What's different about the Indy and kind of where it's headed when it comes to American racing?
Well, I think I touched on it earlier. Right now, the product is so good. I feel it's the best it's ever been from a competition standpoint and from a driver standpoint, from the product that's on the track and the excitement. And then you roll into what Fox is doing to elevate it. I think that motorsports and IndyCar in general is in a great space right now of really propelling forward. And I think the vision of starting with Roger at the top since he purchased the Indianapolis Motor Speedway and in IndyCar in the team that's there with Mark Miles and Doug Bowles and Greg and the people that just have such a passion for IndyCar and wanting to be stewards of open wheel racing and help it succeed and putting that first and foremost. It's a great time to be in the sport, and it's exciting things like this that are only going to enhance that as we go forward.
Well, I, for one, am very excited to see the Arlington Grand Prix May 2026. Bill, thank you so much for sharing your insights and getting us ramped up about the sport. We appreciate you.
Hey, well, thank you so much, and we look forward to having y'all out here.
Yes, of course. Stay tuned. More BTS coming your way. Why after this break?
All right, Takis fans, Wendy's knows you love your Takis Fuego chips. So we thought, why not make a Takis Fuego meal with a Takis Fuego chicken sandwich with spicy chicken topped with crushed Takis Fuego chips and creamy corn spread. Plus, it comes with Fuego fries inspired by Takis and a bag of Takis Fuego chips. If we add any more heat, we might start an actual... I told him this would happen. For an intense new take on Takis chips, gotta be Wendy's.
Limited time only. Participating U.S. Wendy's includes 1 ounce Takis Fuego chips while supplies last. Takis and Fuego trademarks are used under license.
My fellow Americans, let the message ring out that from this day forward, when you buy American, you buy the best. Handcrafted. Something premium. Something pure. For this is the very essence of what our servicemen and women gave their lives to protect. And by God, we shall not allow their sacrifice to be forgotten. It's time to show the world just how great American can be. And we will not wait for tomorrow to come. We will stand here, this moment, together, and we will start today. Don't ever forget how great it is to be American. America we need right now. Celebrate responsibly.
Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center. innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
Soccer season rolls on here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. This is Tyler Levine, host of First Touch, the premier weekly global soccer show across the entire Sports Byline Broadcast, iHeartRadio, TuneIn, Simple Radio, and around the world on the American Forces Radio Network. We're talking English Premier League, Champions League, our picks of the week, and a whole lot more. First Touch on Sports Byline USA Fridays at 5 p.m. Eastern. See you there.
Welcome back to the Behind the Sports Show on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, presented by Innovative Wellness Center. Gotta welcome in the one, the only, a returner, our always favorite, Nico Beef Sauce. Nico, how are you?
Giovanna, thank you for having me on again, and thank you to everyone that's listening. Listen, I'm doing amazing because I will tell you, for the soccer lovers, we have nothing to look forward to in the summertime unless the World Cup or the Euros are going on. But this time we've been blessed with a Club World Cup. Let me tell you, nobody knew what to expect out of this tournament. But all the way so far, it has been the very minimum entertaining for everybody that's watching. Yesterday we had Chelsea beating Fluminense. João Pedro, that's been one of the most expensive summertime signings so far by Chelsea, scores two goals against his boyhood club. We have PSG coming off of one of their most successful seasons of all time, beating Real Madrid in the semifinals 4-0. And I got to say, I'm entertained. I mean, who wouldn't be, right?
Are you not entertained?
Correct.
Well, I have to dive in and ask you this question. How do you see Madrid moving in the summer, and what should be the course of plan for Xabi Alonso to fix this?
I mean, listen, Real Madrid last summer, they made one of their biggest signings of their history. I mean, they signed Kylian Mbappe. I would compare in people's eyes this signing very similar to Cristiano Ronaldo and the expectations that there were there when he came to the club. Last season, Madrid ends up trophyless. And here comes Xabi Alonso trying to fix a lot of issues that maybe they're not fixable by signing players. He is forced to create a team of players that play as a unit and defend and attack with each other and not for themselves. And I feel like that's going to be the biggest trick. You know, like, you're going to bring in player like Huijsen, which is a Bournemouth star, a great center back, young, with a ton of hunger to win titles. And then up front, you have Vinny and Bobby and Jude Bellingham that are all experienced and have been successful. But Xabi Alonso has to convince them to work together. Otherwise, this is not going to work.
This was a little over a week ago, but I have to get your thoughts. And I don't know if you even watched this match, but the Gold Cup between USA and Mexico, what were your thoughts and what did you think?
Here's the thing. This game definitely drew a lot of attention because it's a final, and, you know, USA versus Mexico is going to have a lot of spectators watching. I do think that Pochettino is feeling the pressure because this was a big deal for United States as a country and for the fans that, you know, they're supporting their squad and their national team. A tournament happening a year just before the World Cup is going to happen here. My thoughts on the match was that Mexico was always going to be the favorite. And, you know, Pulisic didn't show up. A lot of stars that play for the United States of America squad did not come to this tournament to support their national team, claiming that they needed to rest for the season that's coming up for their clubs. And so they gave Mexico the edge, and Mexico took that game. I feel like the most controversial part of all of this game was the handball in the box, which for me, as I'm watching it, I'm thinking it's 100% a penalty. But of course, Giovanna, I got to let you in this little secret. Soccer is the most popular and best sport in the world, in my humble opinion, because it has these big controversial moments. Maradona won a World Cup scoring with his hand. So God bless. Great entertainment all around. That's my opinion.
Hey, I don't disagree with you there. I mean, when you look at soccer as a whole, I mean, it is internationally undisputed when it comes to being one of the most popular sports. But it was this match between the USA team, and more so on the USA type side, was this kind of a preview into how this team is going to compete in the World Cup?
I honestly hope not, because they're showing, you know, making it to the final is almost like a must for the USA team in that bracket that they're playing against the opponents that they're playing. As I said, there's a lot of pieces missing right now for Pochettino in this tournament, but what does that tell us for the hunger that these players have to actually play for their team and lay it all on the line? Because come the World Cup, United States is hosting it, and they have to put on a show. The fans will show up. They will pay a premium to be there. And as a country playing in your home soil, you have to be able to present something special. And that's why Pochettino came. Pochettino is a very decorated – he's probably the most decorated coach that United States of America will ever have. I mean, I hope not, but, you know, he was in the Prem. He was in the Premier League. For him to come here and take this team, I hope this was not the preview of the showing for the World Cup, because United States fans are going to be disappointed, including myself.
Yeah, I agree. I'd hope it wasn't a preview into how we're going to compete and how we're going to play in the World Cup. But can we do some way too early predictions on favorites to go all the way in the World Cup this year? I'm curious.
I mean, listen, I will say that, you know, a year from now, a lot could happen. Players can get hot, injuries happen, momentum can shift from one way or the other. I think talent for talent, Germany and Spain are the two teams in my eyes that are kind of ahead of everybody else in terms of who they have on the bench, who's playing on the field, and who's going to be, as I said, the more hungry player, because that matters. If your mentality is not there as an athlete, you're not going to achieve anything. And watching Lamine Yamal, Florian Wirtz, like, those guys are below 22 years old and they're running the show. If the, you know, if the big players show up, like, you know, Mbappe is one of them. Mbappe is going towards a very experienced part of his career. So I would hope that he wants to compete for another World Cup, that, you know, the last one he lost to Messi literally on penalty kicks in the World Cup. So it doesn't get worse than that. But if he wants to show up and show us something that's, you know, better than Yamal and Florian Wirtz, then I'd love to see it. But Germany and Spain look to be very, very dangerous teams for anybody to play them.
Before we switch gears to some basketball conversations, I would be remiss if I didn't ask you your picks coming up for some of these matches in the soccer world, because we talked a lot about picks over the last couple days. And let me tell you, Nico is a betting man. So give me some of your top picks that you're thinking with some matches coming up currently.
I mean, right now in the world of soccer, you don't have much going on. The best thing that will happen in the world of soccer soon is going to be Champions League qualifications. I will tell you that PSG is going to the Club World Cup final with a ton of confidence, and they're going to play Chelsea. I would love to see a competitive game there, and I'll give you the draw, just because I feel like Chelsea is going to be able to hold their defensive end. I hope they don't play this crazy up and down game, and PSG, you know, PSG finally has a bad game, so we can see a competitive one. So the draw should give you some good value in terms of picks. But, man, I cannot wait for the Premier League to start and the picks to start coming rolling in, because that's when the best time it is, when all the leagues are going on. So many good things to bet on.
Currently on Sporty Trader, their top pick is PSG at +140. Next up, you have Chelsea at +155 and Real Madrid at +220. Let's dive into some basketball action, because I have a lot of opinions on the summer 2K26 league that we're about to witness on July the 10th. What are your thoughts coming into the? Let's start with your overall opinions on the summer league for the association.
I think it's a successful event. I think it works very well for players because, you know, it's always good to showcase your skill. Obviously, we're not going to see the first-class players playing, but it's a good way for players to go in there and showcase their skills, get some momentum going on, and prove to their coach that they deserve a spot in the standard rotation. I also think it's great for the summer league because there's always movement between Europe and USA. I mean, players like Kendrick Nunn and Valanciunas recently wanting to go to EuroLeague. For whoever doesn't know, Valanciunas is this tall man from Lithuania or Latvia, and he wants to go to play for Panathinaikos, which is a Greek team in the EuroLeague, and he does not want to play for the Denver Nuggets, which, you know, essentially got him as a backup for Jokic to create a very strong front line and probably win a chip again. So, yeah, I love the Summer League.
Before the beginning of this episode, I started off by saying, talking about this huge matchup we're going to see between Bronny James and Cooper Flagg. I talked about fans paying up to $2,500 for courtside seats, which is historically the most expensive summer league event ever. What are your thoughts about this matchup between these two kids?
What can I say? You know, like, I live in a country where that is a thing. I'm just going to say God bless America. What else is there to say? I mean, where else are you going to see two kids, you know, playing a match that means nothing? And then, you know, here we are and the court seats are like the amount of like an average monthly salary for an American. I mean, that's amazing. God bless them. I think Cooper Flagg is a much better player than Bronny, and I do think that Bronny has something to prove to himself mostly because, you know, he's going to get sick of hearing that he's only playing in the league because of LeBron. I believe like 99% of the fans of NBA believe that. So he's got something to prove, and if he wants to prove it against a very hot prospect, he's more than welcome to, right?
Oh, I would love to see Bronny James. I mean, and let's be honest, he killed the G League. He was doing great in the G League over this last season. And I think you have to give him a lot of respect for kind of coming into the situation that the cards that he was dealt, if you will, with, you know, the nepotism talks and things like that around his now career in the NBA. But undeniably, yes, Cooper Flagg is the better player. Here's my issue with the Summer League. I just feel it's almost rigged for storylines, and I'm not 100% bought in. I do think it's great for basketball, but it's more great for basketball because people are paying $2,500 to see these two kids play. It's more about the business rather than like, okay, we're watching this because we are actually invested into seeing these teams play. Outside of Bronny James and Cooper Flagg, I mean, are there any other matchups, any other teams that we're really looking forward to seeing? In my opinion, no.
Yeah, no, it's not happening. And also, like, everything is about hype, especially sports. And if you find ways to hype up something, then it's going to be a success. If you go into there and there's nothing to watch, I mean, people are probably betting on the Summer League, I'll tell you that. Like, but other than that, I don't know what type of interest it generates at all.
Yeah, I agree. I might have to put some dollars in and bet on the Summer League myself. Hey, looking for sponsors, FanDuel sponsor me. But yeah, it'll be interesting. Thank you, Nico, for joining us. As always, it is a beautiful pleasure to have you on and talk to you about the world of sports.
Thank you. Friday, 5 p.m., First Touch. Tune in.
Yes, go tune in to Nico and Tyler Levine's show, all things soccer. Stay tuned. After this break, we're wrapping up BTS right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, presented by Innovative Wellness Center.
If you've got a property that you've been trying to sell and you've tried almost everything, I want to tell you about something that you haven't tried yet. You're going to think this offer is too good to be true, but it's not. Thousands of customers have sold their homes in any condition with Need to Sell My Home. This is a real opportunity from a highly rated company that buys homes all over the country. Did you know it's possible to sell your home right over the phone with no real estate commissions and no pesky open houses? Plus, every offer is a cash offer with no mortgage holdups. To find out how much you can sell your home or property for, call now. Take 5 minutes of your time and call for this 100% free quote to sell your home.
800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. That's 800-430-0674.
Okay, let's have a little fun. Do you use the expensive blue pill to perform better? Are you thinking about it? So what if we can promise you results for less than $1 a pill? Okay, so these same pills can cost you $30 or more at a pharmacy. And our better blue pill works for less than $1 a pill. You'll save $29 or more per pill. And right now, we'll give you 120 blue pills for just $99. Have a little fun and call right now. Get 120 of our better blue pills for just $99. Don't overpay for the other blue pills. Call Steel Man Pills right now and get the better blue pill for less than $1 a pill. Call 1-800-BUY-BLUE. 1-800-BUY-BLUE. It's easy to remember. 1-800-BUY-BLUE. That's 1-800-BUY-BLUE. And thanks for calling.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-401-5163. 800-401-5163. 800-401-5163. That's 800-401-5163.
Welcome back to BTS Behind the Sports Show on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. What an episode. It was a jam-packed episode, lots of conversation, lots of things to talk about in the sports world, despite being lack of competition in some sports. But we're gearing up for college. It's right around the corner. NFL's right around the corner. And obviously, like we talked about earlier, summer NBA 2K26 is about to kick off. And I have to kind of go back to that conversation because Shai Gilgeous-Alexander was officially announced as the new cover of NBA 2K26. So that should be really interesting to see him grace the cover. And I don't want to buy into, I know it might not be a curse, but I don't want to buy into that right now because currently not only is he on the new cover, but he is the highest paid athlete in the sport of basketball, coming in at a whopping $71.3 million. I want to read you off this list, though, because it's interesting to me, and I want to see if y'all can pick out the odd man out. So you have Shohei Ohtani at 70 mil, Dak Prescott at 60 mil, Messi's at 20 mil, and then you have an NHL player at 14 mil, and then WNBA at 252K. The fact that Dak Prescott, as the quarterback of the Dallas Cowboys, who didn't go to the playoffs last year, is the third highest paid athlete, and the two athletes above him are MVPs dominating their sport right now, is very, very interesting. And even with Messi under him, you know, Messi's a household name. Not saying Dak isn't, but, you know, I'm not sure. Be sure to tune in next week for yet another exciting episode with even more incredible guests and insights from the world of sports. I'll be right back here next Wednesday, same time, same place for another episode. Make sure you follow at Behind the Sports Show on Instagram. on there. There is loads of content for you to go and doom scroll, if you will. A big thank you to Nico and Bill Miller for joining us today. I'm Giovanna Scroggins. This has been Behind the Sport on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Keep supporting, keep celebrating, and keep being curious about what happens behind the sport.